Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Ches. We are holding on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to pick up again at Ahu Uvda Dehava B'Machuza. 8 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. This year is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Aleha Shalom. The Nisham Shavan Aliyah, we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So today what we're going to talk about is, first we're going to tell the story where a guy was Meshach Sheikh wine without any kavana, and there was a whole discussion between Rava and Rav Huna, where Rava paskened a certain way, Rav Huna disagreed with that psak, and Rava retracted that psak, and the Gemara is going to tell us why it is that Rava retracted that psak, what evidence he was presented with that made him retract that psak, and that sugi is going to be the entire Amud Aleph pretty much. At the end of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to tell the story where the Chachamim accidentally asked a Nachri to pour wine for them. They saw a fellow and they asked him to pour wine. Turned out he was a Nachri. So the Gemara is going to discuss what the status of the wine is. Did the Nachri even know that it was wine? Did he think it was something else? And does that make a difference if it was Shalom B'Kavana, that he didn't even realize that it was wine? Then the Gemara is going to talk on Amud Beis about a non-Jew that dilutes your wine. If the non-Jew doesn't pour the wine, but he pours water into the wine to dilute it properly, does that have an impact on the Yayin? And then the Gemara is going to tell at the very end of the daf a story where Reish Lakish prohibited certain things when he went to a city called Batzra, and Rabbi Yochanan, after Reish Lakish came back, Rabbi Yochanan told him, turn right back around and change your mind about everything you just said, because it's all wrong. So that story takes us into tomorrow's daf already. So let's begin. Again, we're holding 8 lines from the end of the page, or at least we're picking up 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Zayin Beis. Hahu Uvda Dahava B'Machuza. So there was a story that happened in the city of Machuza. Asa Ovid Chavim, where an Ovid Chavim came Ayel Chanus of Yisrael, and he came into a store owned by a Jewish person. So Amr Luhu, the Ovid Chavim asked, Ischu Chamr Lizabune, do you have any wine to sell me? Amr Lehi, and the Jew said, lo, there is no wine in the store, we got nothing. Havi Yosef Chamra B'Dav. Now there was wine sitting right there in a kli. Shadi beyade shich shich bey. The Nachri stuck his hand into the kli with the wine. He shook it around. He moved the wine around. Amalu, and he said, "Hai lav chamru? What is this? Not wine? Isn't this wine?" Shakle hech peritche. So the Jew took the wine in his anger and shadi ladana, and he poured it into a larger barrel. So now you have this large barrel of perfectly good wine that now had this wine that the guy was meshach sheikh poured into the barrel. So now the question is all the wine in the barrel asur b'shtia, bahana, mutter? What's the story? So there was a machlokas amaraim. Sharye Rava lizbune lo ovdei chavim. Rava allowed him to sell it to ovdei chavim. Rava held that the wine that the ovdei chavim touched without any kavanas nisuch is only asur b'shtia, is not asur bahana, and therefore you're allowed to sell it. So they could sell the whole thing to an ovdei chavim. Clearly the guy didn't have kavanas nisuch. He was just trying to make an argument that, hello, how come you're not selling it to me? There's wine right here. Now Rashi on Nun Ches Amud Aleph tells us that Rava was matir ba'ana. Not only what this means is Rava was matir all of it ba'ana, even the wine it's that the fellow had touched. And the Ramban explains because his kavana was only to show that there's wine, so that's called negiya shalom b'kavana, which does not prohibit the wine. The Tosfos Rid writes that Rava thought that any maga ovid chavim b'yayin does not ask for bana unless we hear beferish that is kavanas lenasech, meaning it's not that since we know it's shalom b'kavana that that's why it's mutar bana. As long as you don't know that it's b'kavana, it's going to be mutar bana. That absent any raya one way or the other, absent the fellow saying that I am having kavana lenisuch, it's still going to be mutar bana. The Tosfos Rid learns shitas hatosos on Nun Ches Amud Aleph is that Rava was matir the dmei yayin that the Ovid Chavim touched only after it was mixed with other yayin. That Rava is not even matir yayin that was naga shalom b'kavana. It has to have two factors: that it was naga shalom b'kavana And then there was a tarovas. Then it got mixed in with other wine. So basically, three shitos in Rishonim. One shita in Rishonim is that if I know that it was shelo b'kavana, it's muchach mitoch ma'asov, that this is shelo b'kavana, then it's going to be mutter, right? That seems to be the shita of Rashi and the way the Ramban understands. The shita of the Tos Rid is that no, even if it just seems that, even if I don't know that it was yes b'kavana, then it's going to be mutter. And then on the other extreme, shita satosvos, that even maga shelo b'kavana is going to be aser, unless you also have it mixed in with something else. But either way, Rava said some big kula over here. The Rava allowed the guy to sell this whole taroves, whether for whichever reason you want to pick, whether it was because it was shelo b'kavana, or we didn't know that it was b'kavana, or it was a combination of shelo b'kavana and taroves, but Rava allowed them to sell the wine, including the value of the wine that was poured in. So if the Galei Ravuna Bar Chinna, Ravuna Breder of Nachman, Ravuna Bar Chinna, Ravuna Breder of Nachman disagreed, and they prohibited the wine, even though the Ramban points out, we said that Negias Ovid Chav Miyayin Shelo B'Kavana does not aser Bana, so how come the Ravunas are going to aser? So the Ramban writes, that's only when it's Nikr Mitoch Ma'asav, that he had no Kavana at all to be Menasech. He was doing something else, like he was being modeed the Yayin. So that's considered the Tzorich Medida and not B'Kavanas Nisuch. But in this Maisa over here, the Ovid Chav didn't need to touch the wine to make the point that he wanted to make. He could have just said, hello, what about this bottle? He could have pointed to it and said, what about this bottle right here that says on the outside of it, wine, right? Meaning, isn't there wine in there, right? Why does he have to touch it? So the very fact that he went and he did a maisa on top of that and he touched it, that indicates to us that maybe there was kavanas nisuch. So enochinami negiya shelo b'kavana, meaning in principle, Rava, you might be right that negiya shelo b'kavana does not aser bana. Are you sure this is called negiya shelo b'kavana? The fellow didn't need to touch it, and he went and he touched it. Isn't that an indicator that it was b'kavana? That's how the Ramban understands the shita of the Rav Hunas. The Ran writes that the reason for the heter by medida of Ovid Chavim is because the medida is being done the tzorach Yisrael, meaning negiya shelo b'kavana does aser. Aye, how come in the case of medida it didn't aser? Because over there the medida was being done by the non-Jew for the Jew, so we don't have a chashash that his kavana was the nasech. But over here he's doing it for his own purposes. He's touching it maybe in a chinami shelo b'kavana, but it's for his own purposes, and therefore when it's for his own purposes, we have to be suspicious that there in fact is kavanas nisuch. So anyway, so this was the machlokas between Rava on the one hand and the Rav Hunas on the other hand, whether this yayin is going to be mutter or asir. So nafki shipuri de Rava Visharu, the shofros, which is their way of making proclamations and loud announcements. So a proclamation and an announcement went out from the Beis Medrash of Rava. I guess you could say they sent a yeshiva email right from the Beis Medrash of Rava, and they announced that it's mutter b'hana'a. Nafki shipuri, except people would read it then. Nafki Shipure de Ravuna Brachinov, Ravuna Brav Nachman, and the announcements went out from the Ravunas and the Asri, and they announced that it's going to be Asr Afilu Bahana'a. So the Gemara tells us, Ikla Ravuna Bereid Rav Nachman LeMachuza. Ravuna Bereid Rav Nachman went to Machuza, which is where Rava was, because he wanted to talk this out. He wanted to see if what was going on. Why on earth Rava was Matir? So Amalei Rava LeRav Eliyakim Shameh, Rava said to Rav Eliyakim is Shamish, when he heard that Rav Huna Breid Rav Nachman had come to town, he said, Trok Gale, close the door of my house, Delonesi Inshi Dinitrid, I don't want people to come and bother me. Meaning, he meant, I don't want Rav Huna around, he's going to ask Kashas of my Shita, I don't want to have this conversation, I'm not interested. So Ola Gabe, somehow Rav Huna made his way in anyway, Amar Le, So Rav Huna said to Rava, "Ki agav namai, what's the halacha in the case?" He presented the exact case that the Nachri walks into the Jewish store and they say, he says, "Do you have wine?" "No, we don't have any wine." And he's meshachshik, so what about this yayin? And then the Jew gets angry and he pours it into the other one. And Rava Amalei, asra afilu bana. Rava said, "Oh, that's scandalous. The whole thing's going to be asr, even bana." So he says, "What? V'amar huda amar shichshik einos yayin esech? Aren't you the one that said that if the Nachri is meshachshik in the yayin to show show that there's yayin and not l'shem nisuch, so it's shelo b'kavanas nisuch, and he just wants to demonstrate that, look, this is wine, that it does not turn into yayin esach, and you were matir b'ana, you allowed him to sell the whole thing to a nachri. Okay, you didn't allow b'shtia, but you were matir b'ana. So how can you say that it's aser? Now you tell me that it's aser afil b'ana? So the truth is, Rava had changed his mind. He had something had happened in between that caused him to retract that psak, but he didn't want to say that. He didn't want to say that he had changed his psak, so he touched it up. He said, "Emer da amriyana, you know, when did I say that if the nachri is meshachshich and the yayin that it's mutar b'ana? That I meant levar midmedu chamra. I meant the rest of the wine. Meaning, if there were 10 gallons of wine and 1 gallon that the nachri is meshachshich, so you're allowed to sell the 11 gallons for the price of 10 gallons. So you're allowed to get ana from the value of the rest of the wine. But medahu chamra miyamri. You think I ever would have said something so scandalous that I would have allowed getting ana from a hu chamra, from that wine itself? No, I never would have. I never would have said such a thing. I never did say such a thing. That didn't happen. So in the end of the day, Rava ultimately was moda that wine is going to be asr b'ana. Now that is how Rashi reads the sugya. That's how Rashi reads the story. That's how Rashi reads this conversation. Tosus has a bunch of problems with this reading. Not the least of which, Tosus says, is what is the story with Rava locking Rav Huna out of his house because he didn't want to talk and learning with him? That shouldn't be how the Chachamim behave. Tosus says that Rava is going to say that it's a Dvar Tema. He's going to say, don't allow Rav Huna because he disagrees with me and I don't want to have a conversation with him. Meaning, shouldn't you be open to listen, to hear if anyone, every Sefer in Halacha, and if anyone reads what I write and disagrees with me, please let me know, and we're interested in MS, so we want to know the truth. And furthermore, if in fact Rava's instructions were close the door, there's a guy named Rav Huna Rav Nachman, check IDs, I don't want him in here, and the very next line of the story, so when Rav Huna Rav Nachman moseyed in on to Rava's house, where's his security? What was going on? He just gave specific instructions that not to let him in, and the Gemara doesn't even make it sound like it was a surprise that he had come in. It doesn't say afilu hachi dachak v'alagabe, that he worked his way around security, pushed his way in, he argued with them and he fought, and nothing, he just walked right in. So, and also, why does it say to close the door delolesi inish velitridan, so that people don't come and bother me? In it, that sounds like lolesi inish velitridan, sounds like it's a group of people, it's multiple people. He should have said delolesi hai gavra velitridan, that guy, the guy that I've got problems with, the guy that I don't want to talk to. He should have said very clearly that it was about Rav Huna. So that because of all of that and more, Tosfos has an entirely different reading of the Gemara. The question is there any way to justify to Rashi in light of that? So the Rashash says, you could be Miyashiv Rashi. That Rava didn't want to say, it was lo na'im for Rava to say beferish, don't let Rav Huna in here. So Rava tried to say it in a more clever way, because it's embarrassing to say not to let a Talmud Chacham in, because meaning Rava knew nothing new was going to come out of the conversation, right? He knew he had changed his mind already, so he had already changed his mind. So he didn't need this to change his mind. The only thing that was going to come out of it was that Rav Huna would have the satisfaction of of having had a face to face to gloat about it or whatever. But Rava didn't need this to. He already had changed his mind, but he didn't want to say to keep a Talmud Chacham out. So b'chachma he said, keep people out. And he assumed that the Shamash would get the hint. So he figured that if Rav Huna sees the door is closed, he's not gonna come in, or the Shamash maybe won't open the door for him. But then Rav Huna knocks on the door, the Shamash says, who is it? He says, Rav Huna Brei Rav Nachman. Ooh, Chashvat Talmud Chacham, I'm sure you're an exception. And he lets him in. So he walks right in. So the Rashash says that must have been the story. Now, Tosfos has an entirely different girsa in the story. Tosfos says that the case was, that the way we had it was that the original story was that Rav Huna Brei Rav Nachman went to Machuza. So the way Tosfos says it is Ikla Rav Nachman the Machuza. Rav Nachman himself went to Machuza. Amale Rava LeRava Yakim Shame Trokeli to Lolesi and Shivalitrudan, and he said, close the door, I don't want anyone coming in. Al Rava Legabe. Rava went to him. Amalei ki ay gavna mai. Amalei asra filu bana. He asked the shaila, and Rav Nachman said it's asr. Va'mau da amar v'chi shichshuch osi yayin nesach. Rava asked Rav Nachman, wait, but didn't you say v'chi shichshuch osi yayin nesach? Does shichshuch make yayin nesach? Meaning that it doesn't. Amalei emer damer yano levar midmei dehu chamra. Av midmei dehu chamra mi amri. He says, I only said that other than the value of that wine, but the value of that wine I never said. So the Ri explains that originally Rava was matir the value of the yayin that was in the dali, even though all stam yayin of a guy, the value is going to be asr bana even after a taroves. But over here that there was this shichshuch garua, where it was a shichshuch where the guy clearly wasn't having any kavanah l'nisuch. He only wanted to ask, is this wine? So after it got mixed in with other wine, meaning the combination of the shichshuch garua, that it was a very low level shichshuch because it was clearly with some other intention, and it was nisari with other wine, it's going to be mutar ba'ana. So when Rav Nachman, who was Rav's Rebbe, came to Machuza, to Rav's city, and he wanted and Rav wanted to go to where Rav Nachman, his Rebbe, was staying in order to be mevar the halacha, Rav asked his Meshamish, Rav Eliakim, that after he goes into Rav Nachman's room, close the door so that other people won't come, meaning I have a limited amount of time with my Rebbe to sit and talk and learning with my Rebbe. So as soon as I go in to talk to my Rebbe, make sure no one else gets in. Close the door behind me so no one else will get in. And that's when he went in. He asked, what's the din? If shichshuch nachar biyado with yayin shal yisrael shalo l'shem nisuch, like the maisa that he had. And he said, oh, it's going to be asr ba'na. And Rava said, but didn't you have a similar maisa? And you said that shichshuch does not make it yayin nesach. And that's why I paskin that it was mutter, because I seem to remember that you said v'chi shichshuch osi yayin nesach. I seem to remember that you thought that it was mutter. So Rav Nachman said, I only said that with the exception of the yayin that's meshuchshuch itself, that the value of it is going to be asr ba'ana, even though you don't have kavanah to be menasech. And so that was what convinced Rava to change his mind. I mean, it was this very conversation that made Rava change his mind, because his own Rebbe told him that, no, you had misapplied something that you had heard from me. So that's the way Tosos learns the story, very, very different than the way Rashi learns the story. So again, but we're going to stick with Rashi now for the Hemshech of the Gemara. So the way Rashi learned the story is that Rav Huna came to argue with Rava. Rava tried to keep him out. Rav Huna came in anyway. Rav Huna asked him the exact Shaila. Rava now gave a different answer, and the reason he gave a different answer is because he had changed his mind. And the way Rashi learns the story, we don't know why he changed his mind. We don't know what happened that made him change his mind yet at this point in the Gemara. The Gemara is about to reveal that, but at this point, we have no idea why he changed his mind. And when he was challenged, didn't you say otherwise? He made up some sort of teretz as to why this case is different, but that wasn't really true. He had just changed his mind. It wasn't, he had not initially said levar midmei dehu chamra. He initially was matir the whole thing, all 11 gallons. It's only now that he's saying differently. So now the way Rashi learns is the next part of the Gemara is the point that made Rava change his mind, that where the Gemara is going out of order. There were three stages. There's Rava's original psak. There's Rava telling Rav Huna that stage one was Rava's original psak, that it was mutter, with the story with the store and the guy, isn't there wine here? Right, that was stage one. Stage three, the last stage of the story, was when Rav Huna visited Rava, and Rava had by then already changed his mind. And now we're going to fill in the middle part, where it is that Rava changed his mind. So Amar Rava, ki asay Pumbadisa, Rava said, when I went to Pumbadisa, Akfa Nachmani b'shmaitzu umasnisa da'asir. What made me change my mind was a conversation I had with Abaye. He proved to me from Gedolei Amoraim as well as from a Braisa that it's asir, that the barrel, that the wine that the guy touched, even with shichshuch shalo b'kavana, is in fact going to be asir. Nachmani, as we've pointed out many times, Rashi in Gittin Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis says that Abaye is sometimes called Nachmani after Rabba Bar Nachmani, who had raised him in his house and he taught him Torah since he was a Yasom, and therefore he gave him his father's name, who's called Nachmani. Whereas the Aruch says in the name of the Gaonim that his true name, Abaye's actual name, was Nachmani, and he was related to Rabba. That's why he had raised him. He was a nephew of Rabba. So when Abaye became an orphan, Rabba had adopted him, and he was also his Talmud. And and his so he was named after the Zaidi. So, but because he was named after the Zaidi, Rabba felt uncomfortable using his father's name all the time by calling his son by his father's name, by calling him Nachmani. So Rabba came up with a nickname for him that really stuck. One of the stronger nicknames in history is he called him Abaye, and that's the name we have all over Shas. And Abaye is Miloshon Avi, Beloshon Aramis. It's his way of saying that that you're like my father. I was on a Zoom all morning, the past two mornings. Rav Shechter was giving bechinas to guys who were applying to get into the Kollel. He was in Tannersville, so everything had to be on Zoom, but he doesn't know how to operate the waiting room until that's it. So I was on Zoom and letting people in the waiting room, and I was, I shut off my camera and whatever, but I was listening to all the bechinas. They were fascinating. So one boy was in my shir, and he said, he was in my shir last year, we learned Shabbos. He said, oh, we learned Shabbos, so tell me about Pesuk Resha Dela Nichalei. So the guy right away, he said, oh, the Shita of the Aruch. So he said, what's the Aruch? So, okay, I knew I didn't say that. So the guy said, it's the Aruch. What do you mean? It's Tosuk Subas. So he said, the Aruch is a dictionary. That's all it was. It was a dictionary, but just based on the way that he translated certain things, we know certain shitos from the author of that dictionary. Okay, so anyway, so Rava said, what changed my mind is all of the evidence that Abaye brought to my attention that the wine that the Nachritach Shalom B'Kavana is in fact going to be Asbana. So how did Abaye prove it? So Shmaitza, he proved it from Amaroyim in the following. With the following, there was a maisa in Arda where a nachri was meshach shechiyado b'yayin shelol l'shem nisuch, again not with kavanas nisuch, va'asar Shmuel, and Shmuel, who was the mardasa there, asked the yayin bana, and b'Tveria a similar maisa happened in Tveria, va'asar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan asked the yayin bana. So I mean, Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, these are the gedolei amoraim. So and they're both against me. I was matir the yayin bana, and they were both asked. The Yayin Bana. So that was piece of evidence number one. Va'amri lei, and I said about these kashas against me that Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan maybe didn't aser meikra din. Maybe the reason they asked, maybe they agree with me. Rava said at first I wasn't convinced just because Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan had asered it, because maybe the only reason they asered it was a policy decision. It wasn't a halachic decision. Lefi she'enon b'nei Torah. It's because the people in their towns in Nahardo and in Tveria are not bekiyim in halachos, and if you're going to be matir them that wine, then they're going to be matir. They'll come to be matir wine that a nachri was meshach sheikh l'shem nisuch as well, and therefore Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan aser the yayin. We nowadays, if you learn the halachos of yayin nesach carefully, it seems that we're much more machmir on a lot of things than they would have, right? If there happens to be a bottle that's non mavushal in a restaurant where there are non-Jewish waiters, and you didn't see the non-Jewish waiter do anything, nowadays every hashkacha would throw out the bottle, right? If the bottle was opened, every hashkacha would throw out the bottle, right? But mehechitesi, meaning if you didn't see the guy do anything, even if he poured it not so pashut, right? We're going to see all the sugyas now, but we ask her because the differences are so nuanced and so slight. We're not b'nei Torah, so we ask her everything. So va'amar li, so he said to me, Tveria narda in b'nei Torah d'machuza b'nei Torah. What, Tveria narda not b'nei Torah, and machuza, where your story happened, they are b'nei Torah? Meaning you were matir machuza. Why is your place any better than Tveria? So you are arguing on Shmuel, meaning you're saying, I'm not really arguing, they agree that it's mutter, that was a public policy decision. You should have the same public policy decision, meaning it's what the Gedolim do in terms of public policy, you're also bound by, and therefore you should have made the same decision. So that was piece of evidence number one against him. Piece of evidence number two is Masnisa, a Braisa that we asked on him, it's a Tosefta, the Agar Domim, the Braisa about Agar. These were the people who were appointed by the government to sort of make sure that the wine being sold was actually up to standard, was up to high quality, that they wasn't being mispriced, and that that everything they monitored the markets to make sure that everything was being done right. So Ovid Chavin, the story is, the Tosefta reads as follows, that Ovid Chavim shekodach b'mei nekes, that you have an Ovid Chavim who's supposed to check on the wine, and in order to check the wine, he put a hole in the top of the barrel, and he stuck a straw in it, so that he could suck up some of the wine, and taste it, and see if it tastes like high quality wine. Vehela, and he brought up wine through the straw, up to his mouth, in order to taste the wine, to see if it's properly diluted, and that the mocher is not lying about its dilution level. Or he tastes wine from a kos that he puts into the barrel to remove some wine. Virziru lechavis, and then he's machzir the wine into the barrel. So again, either case, either when he pulls it up in the straw, so a bunch of the wine that went up into the straw goes right back into the barrel, or when he pulls out with a kos and he takes a sip and he pours the rest of the kos back into the barrel. So something goes back into the barrel. So Zehoya Maisa, such a story happened. Vasruhu. Tosefta says that they asered it. So my love Bahana, don't you think that means that it's asur Bahana and therefore it's against you, Rava? So Rava says, I responded, lo, Bishtia. Who says it's asur Bahana? Maybe it just means that it's asur Bishtia. So at first, Rava was not convinced by the rayas of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel saying against him, until they told him, come on, the public policy, you should have said the same thing also. And he also at first wasn't convinced by the Tosefta against him, because he had a response right away. There's a Tosefta that says asur, maybe asur doesn't mean Bahana. Maybe Asr just means Bishtia. Before we go on to how ultimately he was convinced by that Tosefta, and how it's clear that the Tosefta meant that it's Asr Bahana, it's interesting, the case itself of putting the straw in the barrel is, the way I translate it, is the way Rashi seems to learn it. That he put a hole in the top of the barrel that was already filled with wine, stuck a straw in, and then sipped out of the straw. Tosfos asks, though, that why would the Brisa say Vehela, even without Vehela, even without sucking the wine up, it would still be asr because of the negia of the nachri, because the nachri touched it with the straw. He stuck the straw in. That's already negia with the yayin. And that's not like being molded bekana, where it's mutter, according to the chamim, where you measure it with a stick, because over there, the purpose was not l'shichshuch, it was l'medida. But over here, it was l'shichshuch, or to drink it, so we should asr the yayin b'hana because of that. And also, Rava wants to say that it was only asr b'shtia. Why dafka, if it was hella, would it be only asr b'shtia? We should at least compare it to be modid b'kana, by being meaning, even if it were only modid b'kana, if you're modid b'kana, it's asr b'shtia. So even if you're not mala, so why would the Brisa have to say that not only stick the straw in, and he also sucked wine up through the straw, and that's why Rava wanted to say it was asr b'shtia? Well, wait a second, even just sticking anything in there is already enough to asr b'shtia. Being modid b'kana was enough to asr b'shtia. So it's a double kasha. Tosfos asks that even if you want to say that modid b'kana is only asr b'shtia, so he at least did that. And why does the Tosefta have to add that he was also malah, that he also brought it up? And furthermore, being modid b'kana according to the chamim is enough to asr b'ana. So I'm sticking the straw in is enough to ask about, no, because it's worse than modid b'kana. So that's why Tosfos says that he thinks that this Rashi's interpretation is not correct. Rather, instead of saying like Rashi, we should say like Rashi. There's another Rashi that the Rashbam quotes in the name of the Zayda. The Rashbam quotes in the name of Rashi that what they would do is they would put this straw in the opening of the barrel at the time of the batir, at the time that they would be of the harvest of the grapes, and when they would squeeze out the wine and put it into the barrel, the straw was already in the barrel, and the top of the straw was outside of the barrel. So that when the wine would sort of bubble, it would go up a little bit through the nekev and through the kana, and it wouldn't fall back down. And then after the tesisa, they wouldn't take the meaning after it, the kana was there to let it bubble up a little bit, to give it space to bubble up. And then after that happened, and it settled a little bit, they wouldn't pull the straw out. They would just cut it. They would to the level of the pi hachavis, and then they would close it. And then when the guy wanted to drink from it, so he would. The straw was already there. And that's why we don't have none of this discussion is about touching the wine with the straw itself by sticking the straw in. The straw was there, meikara. The whole issue was hella. The whole issue was that he sucked through the straw in order to pull some wine out. So that's how Tosos understands. And then the second case of the Brisa was that he was toi min a kos, that he took a kos of wine out of the barrel, took a little sip, and poured the rest in. So the Ravid points out, you don't need to say that he was toim, even if he was lota. He took wine out of the barrel and poured it back in. That alone would have been enough, but the only reason it says that he was toim is because otherwise what's he doing? Meaning that was his job. His job was to be toim. So that's why it mentions that he was toim from the yayin. So bottom line is Rava had said in our original case with the store with the Jew that it was mutter, and Abaye came and he challenged him that Shmuel said that it was aser, Rabbi Yochanan said that it was aser, and don't tell me that it was only public policy because you should have the same public policy if it was only public policy. And then Abaye said, and we have this Tosefta where it says that that such a similar thing where the wine goes back into other wine, that it's going to be usher. So Rava defended himself, and Rava said, I don't think usher means usher ba'anan. Maybe usher only means usher b'shtia. So Abaye says right back to him, Ihachi, if you think it means only usher b'shtia, not ba'anan, why does the Brisa say asruhu, which makes it sound like it's totally usher? There's an easier way to say only usher ba'anan. Listeni, ye macher. Let it say sell it. If you say, there's an easier way to say that it's only usher. Just say sell it, and then you know it's mutter ba'anah and it's only aser b'shtia. And how do I know you could say that? Kitaktani seifa. The very same Tosefta has a line where it says yimacher when that's what it means. It's the Masoras Shas says it should say resha, not the seifa, because if you look in the Tosefta, the line we're about to quote actually comes earlier than the line we have already quoted. But either way, okay. So where the rest of the Tosefta says charam, if you have a person who Rashi translates as a meshuga and a bal Rivos, a quarrelsome lunatic who does things shalom b'kavana, so he causes all sorts of problems for people. Ovi chavim shahoshid yado l'chavis, who sticks his hand into a barrel. Ukasaver shel shemini, but he thought there was oil in there. V'nimtei shel yayin, but it turns out that there was wine in there. Zehayim ma'isav amru yimacher, that such a story happened, and they said, don't worry, it's mutter b'ana, you're just not allowed to drink it because there was no kavana to touch wine at all. He thought that it was shemen. He had no idea that it was wine. So therefore, we're not choshesh that he had any kavanah l'nisuch. That's really the way Rashi learns. So if the Reisha also had the Brisa meant to say that the yayin that the Nachri touched b'kavanas maga and it was not b'kavanas nisuch, and therefore it's only aser b'shtia not pa'ana, it should have likewise said yimacher. It should not have said asruhu, that they aser it. So you see that it's aser b'ana. Says Mar Tiyufta de Rava Tiyufta. Yeah, that ultimately was the Tiyufta on Rava, and Rava knew it. And that's why Rava changed his mind, and that's why later on, when Rav Huna Brei Rav Nachman came to visit him, he had already changed his mind at that time, and that's why he said that my Shita is that in fact is aser. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Arzav, Rabbi Yossi ben Orai, Avi Yasvi v'Kashosu Chamra. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arzav, Rabbi Yossi ben Orai were just sitting and drinking wine together. Asa hu gavra, and they saw a guy nearby. Amrlei Tashkin, and they said, excuse me, sir, would you mind pouring us some wine, giving us some wine to drink? Lebasa d'ram l'kasa, after the guy poured wine into their kosos, Iglai milsa d'avid chavimu, they realized that he was novid kochavim. So chad asra afil b'na, v'chad shari afil b'shtia. One of them said, oh boy, okay, spill it down the drain, that's it, we got to be done with this wine. And the other one said, I'll have yours. And he was very happy to continue drinking it. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, manda aser shapir aser, manda shari shapir shari. He said, the one that asered was saying good, and the one that matired was also saying good. Meaning, not that they agreed with one another, but they obviously disagreed, but they each had a good svara, they each had a reason to believe what they believed. Mandi aser meimar amar, the one that asered figured that the Nachri, when being being asked to serve these two great rabbis. What was going through his head as he was walking by and he was asked to pour something for these rabbis? So Salka Daiti Rabbanu Kiani Shichri Kashasu, that whichever Havamina, the Rabbanim Chashuvim like these would drink beer. Beer is like a lowly drink. Elevadai Hai Chamruhu, he must have realized this was wine. Vinaschei, and therefore he must have had Kavanah L'Nisuch, meaning if he knew what he was pouring was wine, so he obviously had Kavanah L'Nisuch. These are classy people, so they're probably drinking a classy beverage. They're probably not drinking beer. So Man Deshari Shapir Shari, and the one that was Matir said that Meimar Amar, no, what's going through his mind is Salka Daitik Rabban Kiani Chamru Kashasu Vamru L'Didi Ta'ashkinan. Could it be that when great rabbis like this are drinking wine, they're going to ask a guy like me to pour for them? I know that it's a very touchy thing. I'm not allowed to go anywhere near their wine. That's like a big deal. Elevade Kashasu. Obviously, what they're drinking is beer. Velonaske. So therefore, he wouldn't have had a havamina of being menasech, because the whole thing he assumed it was beer. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that the machlokas between them was whether the Ovid Chavim thought it was beer or thought it was wine? Was the Ovid Chavim blind? Right, probably not. Well, Kachazi, shouldn't he have been able to see what it was? Beer looks nothing like wine. Shouldn't have been able to see? So says Mar Belele. No, he couldn't. It was nighttime. It was dark. He was therefore unable to see what it was. The according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that it was during the daytime before the Gemara gave this answer. The Ritva asks, how did they not see that it was a guy? Right? Meaning, how did they not? So the Ritva says he had a very Jewish look to him, or he looked like a Jewish guy that they used to use all the time to pour wine for them, and that's why they got confused. Okay, fine. So ask the Gemara, still, how could the guy not have realized that it was wine? Wine has a fragrance to it, an aroma to it. So it was new wine. It wasn't aged, so it hadn't yet developed that aroma, that fragrance. So ask the Gemara, but wait, at the time that he's taking the wine from the barrel with the kli, the Ovid Chavim touches the ayin using that kli. And mago Ovid Chavim shlo b'kavana v'aser. So it's actual mago Ovid Chavim shlo b'kavana, and that should be aser. So how could they have been matarit b'shtia? Now, even though Tosfos points out, according to one of the Girsos in the Brisa and in Zayin and Beis, we have to say that according to Shmuel, maga tinok ben yomo of Ovid Chavim does not aser yayin. That's only by a tinok mamish who's not betoras kavana. But mago Ovid Chavim, even if shlo b'kavana, but he's a person who's betoras kavana, is going to be more chamor, and that's going to aser the ayin. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that this should aser the ayin. This whole kasha, Tosfos points out also, is based on our gear, so that if an Ovid Chavim touches wine with something else, that he's going to aser it. That if he touches with the, right, remember the case of the guy with the lulav, he climbed up to the top of the dekel tree, and he touched it with the tip of the lulav. So that was the way our gear had it, that would be enough. That's called touching it, when he touches it with the tip of the lulav. But according to the other girsa, that touching with the tip of the lulav is not called maga. So Tosfos writes that you have to say over here the chashash is that he actually touched it with his head, not just with the cup that he was scooping out the wine with. But either way, the Gemara is asking something that probably the Ovid Chavim ruined the wine. So says Gemara lo tzricha. The case is not that he scooped out wine, but rather he tilted the barrel to pour the wine. So it's not maga shalo b'kavana, this is kocho shalo b'kavana. That just by tilting the barrel over, it's only kocho shalo b'kavana. Kocho shalo b'kavana lo gozbe rabbanon. And the rabbanon whenever goes around kocho shalo b'kavana, it's mutter even to drink it. And the cholik thought that we have to be choshish, that maybe when he was emptying the wine from the barrel to the cups of these rabbanim, since the chacham weren't paying such close attention because they assumed he was a Jew, maybe he taka did touch the wine and did have a moment of nisuch, and they just weren't paying such careful attention to it because they assumed he was a Jew. What if an Ovid Chavim dilutes a Jewish person's wine? What's its status? Amalei ve'ima mezago. First of all, why are you calling it mesacho? Say mezago. Amalei anakidich sivkamini. He says, because I know Tanakh, and in Mishnah, Mishle, it says, Tavcha Tivcha Mascha Yena. Our Malay is very nice, but Lashon Torah Liatzma, Lashon Chum Liatzma. It's not the way the Chum speak. We call it Mezigas Yayin, we don't call it Mesichas Yayin. So you should have asked differently. Anyway, Mai, what's the Halacha? Our Malay, Asa, you're not allowed to drink it. Why? What would be the problem? Not Meyakra Din, it's an extra Chumra, Mishom Leich Leich, Amrina Lenazir, Schar Schar Lekamelo Tikrav, that a Nazir is not allowed to have any grape product, but in order that he shouldn't be Nichshal in his violating his Naziris, we tell him, don't go anywhere near a vineyard. We tell him to go far away from any vineyard. So here also, the Chacham tell the person to stay far away from drinking any wine, Shalov Dikchavim, and therefore, even though it was only Negia Bekochel, because he only poured some water into it, and he didn't even touch the wine, so that's enough. That's enough to say that it's Asra. Yirmi Ikla Lisabsa, Chazach Hamr Demazgi Ovid Chavim, he saw wine that was diluted by Ovid Chavim, Ishti, he saw Minei, Jews were drinking from it, Vasalu, and he asked it, Mishum Lech Lech, Hamrin Nazir, Schar Schar, Lekamr Lo Sikrav. Not because really Mikra didn't it's Asr, but because he felt that we need to be extra machmir in this area. Itmar Nami Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rami Lo Am Rabasi Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yayin Shem Zago Ovid Chavim Asr, and again, why? Mishum Lech Lech, Hamrin Nazir, Schar Schar, Lekamr Lo Sikrav. All because of that same concern of trying to be extra machmir when it comes to Yayin of Ovid Chavim. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Lakish Ikla Lubatzra. Everyone have a good day, a good Shabbos.